If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm JR. That would make a whole lot of sense now, wouldn't it? And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Happy Monday night to you. We got a Monday night football game going on right now. It's taking place in Indianapolis. The Colts are hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Steelers currently have a lead, 24-17. It was pretty much an uneventful game until we got to the second half. The Indianapolis Colts picking up 14 points here in the second half and now trying to retake a lead. So we'll keep you up to date on this game as we move on. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm happy to be here with you, everybody listening all across North America. You can always tune in at any moment, anytime on the free Odyssey app. You can hit pause, you can hit rewind, you can send a clip to your friends. If you call me, you can listen to yourself. You do what you want on the Odyssey app. If you want to talk to me, it's very simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also online, all social media, at JR Sport Brief. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, and we opened up the show looking, I guess, at the good, the bad, and the ugly of the current week of the NFL season. We looked at some quarterbacks and teams that are falling off into the abyss, the Broncos and the Buccaneers with Brady, Packers embarrassed against the Eagles last night, Aaron Rodgers goes down with an injury, and then he lets everybody know, I don't care about my ribs. I'm going to keep on playing. A matter of fact, this is what Aaron Rodgers had to say after the loss. After Jordan Love came out and threw a touchdown, Aaron Rodgers made it clear, I ain't going anywhere.
We put up 33 points and battle against the number one seed. I think there's a lot to feel good about. Obviously, defense is going to, you know, not feel great about some of those things. And obviously, I turned the ball over twice. As long as we're mathematically alive, I'd like to be out there.
Okay. The Packers are 4-8. They are going absolutely anywhere. Get ready for the calls for Jordan Love to get some more reps. He threw a touchdown, relieving Aaron Rodgers after his rib injury. He was afraid that it was a lung injury. It's not. He wants to keep on playing. That's the bad. On the positive side, we talked about the Eagles, 49ers, the Vikings winning on Thanksgiving, establishing themselves as the top teams in the NFC right now. And then you also have to include the Dallas Cowboys in the mix, obviously, who basically sat on the New York Giants on Thanksgiving. Dallas Cowboys are in that mix as well. And I think that game helped give the Dallas Cowboys an edge that they already had over the New York Giants. Daniel Jones is certainly an improved quarterback. He is an okay quarterback. I think he can be a good quarterback or very good QB. He needs weapons, but he ain't Dak. And they're not going to have the same type of passing offense or attack as the Dallas Cowboys do, even if Odell were to join the team. And right before the break, I'll let you know about Odell's issue on a plane on Miami. He was basically removed from a flight because allegedly he wasn't listening to the flight attendant. Flight attendant says he wasn't paying attention. He was in and out of consciousness. And Odell, his lawyer, they just say that he was just sleeping. So that's why he didn't put a seatbelt on. And so he was removed from the flight peacefully. Everybody on the plane was removed from the flight. And the first thought that I had was, here this guy again, here he is again, I should say, with another distraction. And so Mike McCarthy actually spoke to the media today, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, and he was asked about this. Are you guys still going to try and sign Odell knowing what just took place on a plane?
With what happened with Odell Beckham over the weekend, does that alter the team's view of what they of an impending visit or anything like that?
Really haven't been involved in a conversation about but I know for personally, you know, based off of, you know, my understanding, I think we're moving full steam ahead.
Well, I mean, if you listen to Jerry Jones, he's been waxing poetic about this guy, Odell, for the past month. And so I don't think that is going to change anybody's thought, but it's almost the same old, same old. There's always an issue. There's always something with Odell, some type of story. Is he breaking a wall? Is he, you know, smoking in a photo from years ago in Paris? It's just, is he hitting a net? He's just a walking distraction. And is he a victim of his own success and reputation at this point? Possibly. Sometimes your reputation, you can't shake it. He's also someone who's, as we can see, he's been injury prone. And so I hope whatever team that he joins, he can actually contribute. When he's out, when he's on the field, he's one of the most dynamic players. Let's see if he can be as dynamic coming off of the injury. And let's see where Odell decides to land. It's been reported he has meetings lined up with the New York Giants as well as the Cowboys. And I think some of those meetings might be just for a little bit of leverage. 855-212-4CBS. I want to tell you about my own flight story today in Baltimore, where Lamar Jackson is home, probably realizing he shouldn't be on Twitter. We'll talk about that. We have Paul calling up from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, JR. Let's start with this. Listen, just take away, rest in peace, like Jimmy G took everybody for a decoy. Odell Beckham, listen to me.
Did you say, well hold on, Paul.
Just rest. Stay out this year.
Oh, who should rest?
Odell.
Oh, okay. Well, if he's healthy enough to play, why should he rest?
What has he got to prove? Tell me in the late. What does he have to prove? Paul, he won a Super Bowl.
Paul, he is
okay, without even working for it.
Paul, he did work for it. The man had 52 yards and a touchdown in the Super Bowl. The Rams won 23-20. You tell me how he didn't contribute or work towards that Super Bowl.
He did. But I'm just saying, JR.
But you just said he didn't.
I mean, he got hurt. What I'm saying is, what I'm trying to get is, the more money you get is the more you accomplish, right? What about if you don't accomplish and everybody wants you? Why don't you just sit out and then you can get more money?
No,
because
I think
you
that's,
came from that background of a Super Bowl
I think
team.
I think that's
I'm sorry, JR. I might be wrong.
I think you are, Paul. Well, thank you for calling from Rhode Island. Odell Beckham Jr. is probably going to take on a prorated contract, which means he's only going to get paid commensurate for how many games he plays this season. If he can only play five more games, then I will assume that if you're a top wide receiver in the game and you're making, I don't know, anywhere between, you know, 15, 16, 17 mil, I wouldn't expect Odell to say, well, I'm going to play these regular season games. I'm going to play in the postseason. He's not going to pick a team that's not going to the playoffs. I will assume that he's going to try to make, I don't know, between $4 and $6 million. Six might be on the high end. Four might be on the low. He'll probably make about five. And so if he can get a long-term deal, You don't think this man coming off of multiple ACL injuries and surgeries, you don't think he's thinking about cash? You don't think he's thinking about money? What does he have to prove? He's a football player. It's his job. He wants to go back to work. He wants to make money this year, like I think everybody does. You want to tell me you don't want to make money? You wouldn't love for Santa Claus or whoever the heck you believe in to magically drop money into your lap for the next month? Of course. He wants to make money, and he wants to set himself up to make more money next year. And if he can tack on a guarantee, given his injury history, the longer he sits out, the more likely he don't get a job next year or get paid. People are going to go, why isn't he back? Is he hurt? Is he still hurt? Is he fully recovered? Now, Odell Beckham Jr., this man, if he wants to earn and make a living and pay his bills like everybody else, they might be higher bills, he should play football. It's really that simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, something we've talked about, it feels like for years now because it's accurate, is Lamar Jackson getting his hands on his own wide receiver. And the Ravens, we saw them lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars 28-27. Trevor Lawrence connecting with Marvin Jones and Zay Jones and coming back to upset the Ravens. Lamar Jackson cursing people out on Twitter, something that he shouldn't do. And maybe if he had a better wide receiver, we've heard this, it's probably true, things would be better on the offensive side for the Ravens. Now, we're going to talk about the Ravens. And I was actually in Baltimore today for my Media for the Movement tour. And the story in Baltimore, obviously, was the Ravens and losing these close games. And we'll get there. I didn't have to be escorted off of my flight like Odell did earlier today. But I did have an interesting trip back, leaving Baltimore to come back to Georgia. And I have never had this happen to me before. People are used to flight delays. This is the holidays. People are running late. People are going home. It's just, it's a crazy, crazy time. All the airports, they're nuts right now. And so, Shep, I was at John Hopkins, you know, speaking with medical professionals about inclusive health, and we'll share some of those interviews tomorrow. And so, like any other day, I go back to the airport, go through security, maybe grab a bite to eat, and I get on a plane. The plane is packed. Airport here in Georgia is a major hub, world's most busiest airport by whatever metric they call it. And so I'm on the plane. And then I realized, Shep, we're not going anywhere. Like we haven't taxied, we haven't left. We're all just on the plane. And then we know that the door is open. They haven't even closed the door. And so the pilot, of which, you know, it's typically two pilots on a plane, thank God. One of the pilots comes on over the intercom or speaker, and sometimes you could barely hear these guys. He goes, "Well, ladies and gentlemen, I look forward to getting everybody on down to Atlanta. Flight is going to be, you know, an hour and change, whatever the case might be." And he goes, "Well, we're having a slight delay right now because the other pilot," whatever fancy term he used for him, "he said the other pilot forgot a necessary document in his van." This man, the other pilot on the plane, forgot a document in his van. And in my head, I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. We're here at gate number 50 million on the plane. The pilot got off of the plane and went back to the parking lot and went into his van to get papers, to go through security, of which obviously is easier for the pilot. He has to come back through security and get back on the plane. And this is the delay. These people on the plane lost their mind because people are trying to make connections all over the place, and the pilot forgot important documents. I don't know. Maybe it was his lunch. He forgot important documents in his van.
Can I ask a question for a second?
Go for it.
How does the pilot not get that verified and checked before getting on said flight when that's the worst possible time to not have said documents? Because by that point, everyone is already tight in terms of getting to their next destination, where that could have been avoided an hour, hour and a half ago if that's checked well beforehand, even if not by said specific pilot or aviator. Maybe that's the term he was looking for.
No, he was like second commander. Oh, I don't, right. You know, some crap like
Jared,
that.
Like you get what I'm saying? It's like being flagged for your passport. Like when you get into security, you know this. You fly more than I do. When you are flying, you have a passport that you need to show the security gate before you even get through the conveyor belt. That's way before a flight.
Well,
why doesn't the same theory and principle apply to pilots? Because that could really screw up everybody.
Well, it did today. We had quite a few people who missed their connecting flights because one of the pilots forgot some documents. Now, I must tell you, the pilot who didn't forget his stuff, he spoke over the intercom and he made it very clear. I guess he's trying to make light of this. He said he's basically trying to push the blame. You know, the other pilot forgot some important documents that we need to fly. He believes he left them in his van, and we all had to go, wait a minute, what? This isn't like my kindergartner leaving, work at home, forgetting the homework. This isn't me forgetting my phone and, you know, when I walk out the house and going back. This is a pilot forgetting documents, and you got a full plane here of people who are just trying to go home, and now you're delaying them, some of these people, by 3 and 4 hours. People legitimately missed their flights because the pilot forgot documents. And so the guy who was on the plane, the pilot who stayed on the plane, said when he returns, let's just all give him a round of applause. The pilot was being a jerk. And sure enough, one of the gate agents got onto the plane and had to reassure everyone that she rebooked everybody. And then she got off the plane. And then the pilot then goes, I just got an update. The XYZ pilot, he's on his way now. He's coming down the jet bridge. You know, give him a round of applause. And people mockingly, cheered this guy. And he looked ticked off. He did have documents in his hand. He looked frustrated. And then we had to wait another 10 or 15 minutes, I guess, because we were already late to then taxi and fly off. But I have never in my life been on a plane. It's like the pilot, he might as well said, oh, guys, I forgot my keys. I need to go back to my car and get it. This man had to leave the entire airport to go to the parking lot outside to get papers, come back through security, and get back on the plane.
Jeez.
Yeah, wild stuff.
So, JR, you and I both know if you are late for a flight, and I'm not
cooked.
They're not opening the door. It's like a $20,000, $25,000 fine if they even let you back in before the plane takes off. So obviously there's an exception made for a pilot or second in command. What did they do to compensate you and the other individuals that had to suffer through that wait time, potentially missing the entire rest of their day because of a misconnection? How did they compensate and reimburse you for that? And I hope they did.
Well, you know, they don't. I thought about, saying something. I'm sure I can. I can reach out to Delta. I have a very good standing with them, so I'm sure I could. I'm not necessarily worried about that. I got miles. They take very good care of me. But I know everybody else trying to connect and stuff. They're cooked. They're cooked. That's it. Because the pilot forgot his papers. And so, yeah, it's you can't make these things up. I thought about being Odell and, you know, publicly tweeting Delta, but I said, that's not my style. I don't care. I'm gonna reach out to Delta privately, away from Twitter, and see what the situation is. Just certain things you can't make up, man. I never thought the pilot would forget paperwork and we'd be delayed. And he didn't leave it in the bathroom, which is probably be even more concerning. He left it in his van, in the parking lot, outside the airport. And we had to wait for him to go get it and come back. This is, can't make some of these things up. Can't do it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. All that matters is that I'm here with you. What, not a problem or a concern? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We have a final for Monday Night Football. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they beat the Indianapolis Colts in Indiana. The final score, 24-17. The Colts couldn't come up with enough points. They couldn't. We're going to talk about this game. I do want to get into someone else who is, he's made his mistakes over the past few weeks in the NFL. And then we're gonna get into Matt Ryan. We'll talk about Kenny Pickett. We'll get into Pittsburgh. We'll talk about Jeff Saturday. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you being the show for the people. I stumbled on your show one night and I've been listening to it for about 2 months now. I drive trucks at night and I appreciate that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Steelers win Monday Night Football. Again, the Colts haven't won a home game on Monday Night Football since 2010, and that continues on here into, damn it, it's almost 2023. Pittsburgh wins tonight in Indianapolis, the final score, 24-17. This game was uneventful from the start. Pittsburgh basically took Indianapolis. It took their lunch money to start the game off. The Colts only mustered 3 points in the first half. They were able to score 2 touchdowns in the third, and that was all she wrote. The Pittsburgh Steelers continued on. They scored here to end the game. A matter of fact, I want you to hear that. In the fourth quarter, this put Pittsburgh ahead for good. It was a Benny Snell 2-yard touchdown run with about 10 minutes left in the game. Pittsburgh decided to convert as well. And this is how we ended up with the final score of 24-17. Take a listen to this call right here from the Steelers Radio Network.
Pickett's going to go shotgun, wide side to his left. And Gunner's in the shotgun, inside Deontay. They hand it off, and running left and getting to the end zone is Benny Snell Jr. His first rushing touchdown of the year, and the Steelers leapfrog back on top.
And that was all she wrote. 24-17, the final score. This was pretty bad. Just in the first half. How about, no, forget the first half. Let's just look at the first quarter. The Colts had 0 yards of offense. No, I did not make a mistake. You didn't hear me incorrectly. The Colts had 0 yards of offense in the first quarter. Matt Ryan threw an interception. They only had the ball for 2 minutes in the first quarter. It was bad. At least Indianapolis, they made the game competitive in the third, scoring 2 touchdowns, and that was it. It wasn't enough. Matt Ryan, 199 yards passing, a touchdown, an interception. Kenny Pickett, able to just, you know, control and command the ball, 20-28, 174. He had some passes that were thrown that were difficult. He had some great passes to George Pickens, who has amazing hands. And Kenny Pickett, we know this season for him in Pittsburgh is all about growth and moving forward. And for the Indianapolis Colts, this season is about just getting through. We know Matt Ryan is not the guy. This is already a squad and a team that fired Frank Reich. They inserted Jeff Saturday. They have a rookie play caller. And so, look, Indianapolis Colts, the rest of the season is just, it's just a circus. It's getting through the end of it to see what they can do in a full offseason. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ezra's calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Ezra, didn't we just hear you?
Hey, what's going on, JR? What's up, Chef, man? Chef, JR, I called and said I'm on the Trubisky train back in, like, June. You know, I'm trying to be a faithful. And I'll tell you right now, Kenny just showed me he's our quarterback. He has a bum O-line, a terrible OC, yet on that two-point conversion when he could have ran it in, he decided to throw a dart to George Pickens, and that, as for Steeler Nation, in my veins, I said, that's my quarterback. That's my quarterback.
So you are now fully invested into Kenny Pickett, not just for the rest of this season. You believe he's the guy for the long term?
I do, because when we signed Mitch Trubisky to the two-year deal, I thought Kevin Colbert was thinking – we're going to get C.J. Strong or Bryce Young in the 2023 April. So when I wanted Tyler Linderbaum out of Iowa. But when we got Kenny, I said, okay, we throwing all chips in, rolling the dice, because this kid is a native. And I tell you, the way he just drops back too much. That's rookie mistake. But the way he leads receivers, and he did miss two throws today, but the way he leads receivers, throws it right there, Deontay dropped that pass in the end zone. Kenny Pickett, like Terrell Owens, that's my quarterback.
Okay.
My quarterback.
All right. Well, I don't know if those are real tears. I got you. Shout-outs to Ezra for calling from Atlanta, already on the Kenny Pickett train. Oh, he's – you know, when you get a quarterback for the first time, unless he's either absolutely lighting it up or he completely stinks, you don't know. I don't think you – if a quarterback is quote-unquote able to manage things for the season, you can't make a determination until you maybe get another season. And so overall for Kenny Pickett, yeah, things haven't been all that smooth if you just look – at the overall numbers. I mean, he's going through some games where he's just – and it's two real bad games against Miami and the New York Jets where he threw three interceptions, taking up eight of his INTs. It's not like he's driving the ball into the end zone. We see his rushing ability, able to get out of the pocket every now and then, but he still is a rookie QB. And so they're basically holding his hand. And as Ezra just said, between the offensive line, you have young emerging receivers as well. George Pickens is ridiculously athletic. I watched him down here in Atlanta with the Bulldogs, or in Athens. Their team, and that's growing. And so Kenny Pickett, I have no idea what he's going to be. I think he can be okay. I believe he can be an average to slightly above average starting quarterback. I don't know if I'd put him in that space of, oh, my God, he's going to just lead you to annihilating teams. I mean, let's be for real. When Ben Roethlisberger got his start, he was a game manager. He was able to go out there and rely on the great Steelers defense, and it was his job to hand the ball over to the bus and don't hand the ball over to the other team. And so that is certainly in the Steelers' DNA. It's defense. It's running the ball. It's punching you in the mouth. And if Kenny Pickett can add some dynamic plays here or there to the offense as they continue to build things out over the next few years, I think the Steelers will be fine. It's if Kenny Pickett is just quote-unquote okay. It's not easy playing quarterback in the NFL. Ask Zach Wilson. This man finally got his full stretch to be a starting quarterback with no injuries in the NFL. And what did he do? He sucked. His teammates don't like him. Coach Salah had to tell him, hey, man, you got to find the bench. They put in his replacement and nothing but all the success in the world. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. Yeah, we're going to keep talking about the Steelers' victory over the Colts 24-17. We're going to do that. But then I also do want to talk to you about Zach Wilson. You know, hopefully Kenny Pickett doesn't end up like him, because Zach Wilson was looking miserable as Mike White was just getting all the love in the world from his receivers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love hearing you every day. I get off work and on the way home, I love hearing you. And I'm glad you live in the great state that we live in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Monday Night Football, it's a wrap. The Indianapolis Colts, they lose at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers 24-17, to the surprise of absolutely no one. The Indianapolis Colts had trouble scoring. A matter of fact, they had 0 yards in the first quarter. They got all of their touchdowns, all of their 7 or 14 points. They got all of that in the third quarter, and then they drew a blank again in the fourth. Kenny Pickett, no turnovers. Third consecutive game without a turnover. I was able to also convert on a two-point conversion, giving Pittsburgh a little bit more breathing room in the fourth quarter. Kenny Pickett, 20 of 28 passes, 174 yards. So one of our callers, Ezra from Atlanta, he made it very clear as a Steelers fan. He said, listen, I am on the Kenny Pickett train. He's all in for Kenny Pickett. Okay, fine. Okay, you can be. I think we all know he's not a finished product. We've seen progress not turning the ball over, and I think it's going to take into next season for us to, you know, see what the finished product is. Or not finished product, just see some potential where the Steelers can go, yeah, we got our guy for the next, I don't know, 5 to 10 years? Time will tell. It's still early as the Pittsburgh Steelers are rebuilding. And the Indianapolis Colts, I think now that Matt Ryan is in and hasn't worked out and Frank Reich has been fired, it's apparent the Indianapolis Colts, they are staring in the face of their own rebuild. There is no bringing in a new quarterback. There's no veteran that kind of gives you a chance next year. Matt Ryan was the last of that. And throwing in Jeff Saturday, that's a hell of an experiment in and of itself. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. You know, I mentioned Zach Wilson. I'm going to talk to you about him in a second, then we can get back to Monday Night Football. But we got a caller here from St. Louis. Let's talk to Thomas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Thomas?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I just think that Jeff Saturday, he just sucks, you know. I don't know why the Colts signed him, but he's just not doing good.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thomas, how old are you?
I'm 14.
Oh, you're 14? Why don't you think Jeff Saturday, why is he not good?
Because he's just not winning.
Oh, you know he's not playing, right?
Well, yeah, but his team. He's a head coach, you know.
Well, the head coach doesn't go play. He can only lead who's on the field.
Well, yeah, but he's, like, sort of, like, the representative, you know? Like, he tells them what to do, you know? He's just, like, the head.
Well, let me ask you a question. You said you're 14 years old?
Yeah.
Do you play sports?
Yeah.
What's your favorite sport?
Ice hockey.
You like ice hockey, right? So let me ask you this. If I put you out on the ice right now, what's your favorite team, the Blues?
Yeah.
If I put you on a team with the Blues and you were taking on the New York Rangers, would you be able to score against the Rangers just because the coach told you to?
100%.
Oh, you would be? Okay. I like the optimism, Thomas. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Thomas is he's confident. You know, he thinks the coach can do everything. What is Jeff – let's be real. What is Jeff Saturday supposed to do with this team? Try and coach it? Jeff Saturday would have to call Marvin Harrison and Edgerrin James. He'd have to call Peyton Manning. He'd have to call all of them back. And then he'd have to find and buy a time machine. He'd have to do all of that just for an opportunity and a chance for this squad to win. They're not ready. It's like the Colts have spent the past few years just, quote-unquote, going for it. Like bringing in every washed-up veteran. Phillip Rivers had a little bit left, but he wasn't getting them over the hump. And now you bring in Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan wasn't doing a damn thing either. And so it's tough when you got to get hit with the reality stick. It's a difficult scenario. It is a difficult situation. And speaking of getting hit with the reality stick, and then when we get to the top of the hour, I want you to hear from some of the players and coaches. Mike Tomlin was just in the process of speaking. Someone who got hit with the reality stick is Zach Wilson. The number two overall pick in the NFL last season out of BYU. The man who was benched yesterday as the New York Jets took on the Chicago Bears, and the man who replaced him held it down for him last year when Zach Wilson was injured, and that's Mike White. Zach Wilson was eviscerated 2 weeks ago when the New York Jets went out there and were basically blanked against the New England Patriots. We're talking about almost no offense. Zach Wilson had 9 completions. The New York Jets had 10 punts. They told Zach Wilson, no mas, no more. They basically sat him down. And Mike White, yes, yeah, the Chicago Bears, Mike White helped lead the New York Jets to a 31-10 score in the rain. He completed 22 of 28 passes, 315 yards, the majority of which was in the first half, 3 touchdowns. And all we got, speaking of the reality, or reality, all we got were sad images of Zach Wilson sitting on the bench in the rain. It's like the worst story possible. And all of his teammates, they're jumping and hugging Mike White. They're giving him hugs. This looked like curtains for Zach Wilson for the rest of the season, unless Mike White goes out there and stinks the joint up. It's actually pretty sad. You know, Elijah Moore, who hasn't seen the football from Zach Wilson when he's been on the field, he went out there, was able to score a touchdown yesterday. Zach Wilson hasn't given him the ball. And so Elijah Moore spoke to SNY in New York, and he said that things felt very right for the Jets.
That's what happens when we play New York Jet football. That's New York Jet football. That's the real New York Jet football. Team camaraderie. You just see everybody on the sideline after every play. You just felt the love, you know, and you can't get that anywhere else.
Oh, my goodness. Zach Wilson, he's been getting killed without his name being said for 2 weeks. Garrett Wilson had 2 touchdowns yesterday. The week before that, he just said that this was sorry. The offense was sorry. Everybody is throwing Zach Wilson under the bus without saying his name. We actually like him, and the environment is better. And the starting quarterback, Mike White, this is what he had to say about actually playing football again.
It's awesome. I mean, just going out there playing football with your friends and guys you've been with for a couple of years now. And when it wasn't my time to play, obviously I'm super supportive of them and I'm having fun with them too. But just to be out there and be a part of it and help the team win is always fun.
The responses on the field, the emotions, people are jumping and giving Mike White hugs. They're showing him love. I've never seen Zach Wilson get a positive reaction. I don't think it's a stretch to say that his own teammates don't particularly care for him or like him. And so Rob Saleh, he told us the obvious today. Mike White is still going to play football. Listen.
We're going to go week to week. There's things that we'd love to see Zach accomplish over the course of, we'll call it a reset, but this is Mike White's opportunity. That doesn't change. So Mike's got an opportunity to go stack another great day up this week, and when we feel like Zach is ready to roll, he's going to roll.
The Minnesota Vikings are up next for the New York Jets. The New York Jets are going to go to Minnesota. Am I going to favor the Jets in Minnesota? No, I'm not. But if Mike White can beat the Minnesota Vikings and the New York Jets can improve their record to 8-4, I don't believe we'll see Zach Wilson the rest of the year. After the Minnesota Vikings, the New York Jets will go to Buffalo. They'll take on the Detroit Lions at home. They'll take on Jacksonville at home. They'll go to Seattle. And then they'll end their year in Miami against the Dolphins. If Zach Wilson is to get another chance or opportunity to start, maybe it will be the 18th against the Lions. I don't know if it's a good idea to start him at home, though, especially knowing the fans might want to give him the boot. It is a week-to-week situation, but Zach Wilson, for right now, he's been benched. He actually deserves it, too. He sucks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to get right back into Monday Night Football. Kenny Pickett never wants to end up like Zach Wilson. I don't think there's a starting quarterback who wants to be benched like Zach Wilson. And Kenny Pickett, he's doing a good job right now just maintaining the offense for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tonight, they go into Indianapolis against the Colts, and the Steelers win 24-17. We're going to talk about it. You'll hear the plays. I'll take your calls. We'll hear from the coaches. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.